So this sadhana, liberation from sorrow, we do as a group puja. Okay? We do as a group puja in all of our NKT centers, especially on the 8th of the month, Tara Day. But also, this puja can be done as an individual practice. Okay? We can do it. Maybe even some people do it as a daily practice, but we can do individually as well. Okay, so now I can give some explanation of the practice of liberation from sorrow, of course, based on Venerable Geshe-la's commentaries. So the first thing we should know is liberation from sorrow is a very blessed practice. Okay? It is very blessed, and it is very easy to practice. Okay? This means it is not difficult for us to engage in this practice, and it is very powerful. It is very blessed, very easy to practice, and we can practice it according to sutra, and also according to Tantra. When we engage in this practice, in particular, we should remember there are three very important things to do. Okay, we should try to remember these. The first one is that we should begin the practice, okay, or we should generate a good motivation at the beginning of the practice. This is number one. Okay. Three important things to do. Number one, generate a good motivation at the beginning of the practice. Then we should maintain a strong faith while engaging in the practice. That's number two. Okay, maintain strong faith while engaging in the practice. Number three is that at the end, we should dedicate purely. So these three are very important. Provided that we do these three things, then there is no doubt we will experience great results from engaging in liberation from sorrow. This is true even if our visualizations are not clear. This is true that we will receive great benefits even if we do not understand, even if we don't understand the practice in great detail. Okay? What this shows is when we engage, for example, in pujas, in mantra recitation, faith is much more important than intellectual understanding. Therefore, this puja is a training in faith. Okay? When we engage in this puja, faith is much more important than intellectual understanding. Therefore, if we do these three things, then we will definitely experience great results. Even if our visualization is unclear, and even if we don't understand every detail or every part of the puja, doesn't matter. If we maintain strong faith, then we will develop or experience great results. So why is it so important to do these three things? Well, if we generate a good motivation at the beginning of the practice, then the entire practice becomes pure Dharma. Okay? Because we are engaging in it with a good motivation, pure motivation. So therefore, the entire practice becomes pure Dharma. And if we maintain strong faith while doing the practice, then we will receive powerful blessings and attainments. And if we dedicate purely at the end, then our roots of virtue will be very strong. That means we will find it easy to fulfill our virtuous wishes and to accomplish our spiritual goals. Therefore, Venerable Geshe says, there is no other way to engage in this practice other than integrating these three. Generating a good motivation at the beginning of the practice, engaging in the practice with strong faith, and then dedicating purely at the end. So this isn't just for liberation from sorrow. We can apply this to all of our sadhanas.